Oh, let's focus on the State Security Agency. It's now officially without the head of domestic intelligence. Advocate Mahlodi Moefe has left the agency after his contract came to an end last month. This as the country has just come out of what the president described as an attempted insurrection, right, which continued, and there are continued concerns of instability at the State Security Agency. Let's bring in the advocate now who joins us on the line. Advocate, thank you so much for your time. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Clement, and good morning.
Yeah, your departure couldn't have come at the worst time. I know that your contract has come to an end, but to have an agency be without the head of domestic intelligence at this time is probably not best.
I agree with you, but I think you'll be pleased to know that I leave behind women and men of professional integrity. We have been working together for the last 2 years, and we are all at one in terms of where we want to be or where the agency would like to be so that it can serve South Africans well. So I am immensely proud that the period that I spend at the agency in a small way helped to refocus the agency, and my colleagues behind, without any fear of doubt or contradiction, I saw the commitment during the period that I was there, and I'm hopeful that the agency will be able to serve South Africans even in my absence as I go on the time.
How bad were things, Advocate? You inherited an agency that was corrupt, that was factional. You guys had to start a cleanup operation. How far did you go with that? And how bad were things when you started?
It was in bad shape, as many of you would have read the Sydney Mufamadi report. But I must be honest that the situation has improved so much. We embarked on a program of rooting out corrupt officials, who are very few, by the way, in the agency. We have reported them to the police. There are a number of cases being investigated by the police. And I am sure and optimistic that at the end of it all, corrupt officials will be rooted from the agency, and the many women and men who want to do good at the agency will be able to serve South Africa.
Some may argue that it failed, like that your domestic branch didn't show up recently, leaving the country exposed and experiencing that attempted insurrection. Given what happened, you can't really say that there was effective intelligence on the ground prior to the attacks.
Yeah, you know, Clement, I think our president and the minister in the presidency articulated that position very well. It would be pointless really for us to keep on harping on it. When you work, you are bound to make some mistakes. Otherwise, if you don't work, you won't make any mistakes. And I think that concession was made, that as a security cluster, perhaps we didn't do as well as we ought to have done. But I think South Africans must appreciate the fact that even as things didn't go as planned, no life was lost at that time, if we're talking about during the period when our former president was about to be incarcerated to escort correctional center. It is unfortunate that subsequent to that, we have lost many people. One life lost is one which all of us South Africans we should regret. That should not have happened.
Yeah, and maybe it could have been averted, Advocate, if the domestic branch had shown up. And I hear you say you've made mistakes, but that mistake has cost over 300 lives.
I think perhaps you should look at the conditio sine qua non of the whole problem. You know, to say that we made a mistake. I think it's not entirely accurate. Perhaps you should look at the cost of that semi-insurrection, the cost of it. If we look at it from that, say, that whoever ignited it ought not to have done it, especially during this period when we are busy renewing and rebuilding our country. If no one ignited that situation, I'm sure no life would have been lost, and some jobs, as we're trying very hard to create jobs, would have been created instead of trying to rebuild things which were basically banned by South Africans themselves.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, Advocate, is I appreciate what you're saying, but the argument I'm making is if the domestic branch, if the state security agency did its job, it would have helped us avert what happened. 300 people have died. There is damaged infrastructure that's costing billions. There's thousands of people that are now without jobs. And you've got the state security agency that seemingly didn't do its job.
Yeah. That's basically when you do not understand how we work. We work as a collective. You cannot extricate us from the other law enforcement agencies. You'll appreciate the fact that we do not have arresting power. So it's a puzzle which must work coherently together. I think with hindsight, it's much, much, much easier to say the job was not done. But the reality is that South Africans must also shoulder the blame. I mean, if you, Clement, you wake up and leave your house and go and bang, I mean, and you really want to be policed. I don't think we want to be a police country. We must also shoulder responsibilities as citizens ourselves.
Yeah, we will take, Advocate, but what responsibility are you taking as law enforcement agencies? There's no question that South Africans who are involved in that criminality must be held accountable, and there are thousands of them, over 2,000, my understanding, who have been arrested. But as the state security agencies, with the mistakes that you have made, as you articulated earlier, what responsibility are you guys taking?
I am saying that the position was articulated by politicians, and the mere fact that we are now, as you say, talking about the more than 2,000 people who were arrested, and a number of them already appearing before our criminal courts, shows that on its own that it was not a complete failure, because we are arresting people. You know, Clement, the issue of security is science, my brother. We have to plan differently for different situations. The situation could have been much worse if, honestly, our officials on the ground, and I'm talking collectively now, because you've got to understand that we work as a collective. We need everybody to play his role. He's a hero. And I think given the circumstances, you know, some credit should be given to the law enforcement agencies. And I know that people are getting paid to do their job. So it's not as if they should be really be given a pat at the back. But I am saying that as South Africans, I mean, we are start off by blaming ourselves that was there a need for us to go and ban shops of a businessman who is black in this case, even if I were to say it so, and say, you know, Sowetans know that Makhlana owns businesses in Soweto for them to access services there.
Yeah.
When they themselves go and ban, I mean, do we really, and they say so publicly.
Yeah, but Advocate, with all due respect, I, like I said, there are South Africans who took part in that and they will be held accountable. I'm not getting a sense of taking responsibility for you as the state security agency for what happened. There were mistakes. The president has indicated that there were failures in planning, failures in responding. And I don't get a sense that there is some taking of responsibility. You've mentioned that people are arrested, but those are not even the instigators, right? If intelligence works well, as you say, these people would have been found in no time and behind bars, because the people that are behind bars now, the police have no evidence of the serious crimes of terrorism against them. These are people that the police have evidence of incitement to commit violence. So the people who coordinated, if that's what you want us to believe, as the agency, as the president, the people who coordinated this are still not behind bars.
Yeah, the presumption is that you know them. And I think we should allow our law enforcement agencies to do their job. I don't think that as South Africans we expect our law enforcement agencies to say we are looking at Clement. It will defeat the purpose. I think give our law enforcement agencies space. They are working every day, and I think they know who they are looking at. If we are going to publicly do the investigations as perhaps you want us to do through the public platforms, I doubt if they would be where they're supposed to be when we want to arrest them anyway.
All right. Advocate, I really appreciate your time this morning. Advocate Mahlodi Moefe, a retired head of domestic intelligence at the State Security Agency. By the way, the State Security Agency still doesn't have a permanent DG. The State Security Agency doesn't have a foreign head of intelligence because Robert McBride was just recently suspended. So who is running the State Security Agency when it's without the heads of domestic and foreign intelligence?